The desire of Jesus to see a widespread knowledge of the life of Blessed Alexandrina Maria da Costa of Portugal is starting to be fulfilled as devotion to her grows steadily throughout the world. One of the great mystics of modern times, a victim soul chosen by Christ to suffer in atonement for the sins of humanity, she appears set to become an important and well-loved saint in the Universal Church. Her life gives us an example of complete fidelity to the will of Christ, and also presents an astonishing and undeniable explosion of the supernatural to an increasingly secular world. Bedridden for life from the age of 20, after sustaining a serious injury some years earlier, while trying to escape from an attack on her virtue, she suffered unspeakable pain throughout her life and mystically underwent the Passion of Christ on Fridays to atone for the sins of humanity. She also had frequent ecstasies during which she saw and spoke with our Lord and our Lady, and offered her sufferings to bring about the consecration of the world by Pope Pius XII to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, an act which in turn shortened the duration of World War II. Her life reaffirms the immense value of suffering offered in union with Jesus, and stands as a beacon of hope to those who suffer in any way, and a sign of contradiction to those who would deny the value of suffering offered in union with Jesus. She prayed especially for youth, and has been proposed by the Church as a model of purity and perseverance in the faith for today's youth. Although she was never able to visit the site of the apparitions of Our Blessed Lady at Fatima, Alexandrina's extraordinary story has many connections to the Fatima events, and her message is essentially the same. Do penance, sin no more, pray the rosary, receive the Eucharist. Because of this, she has been described as the fourth seer of Fatima. One can point to miraculous occurrences in the lives of all the saints, but Alexandrina herself became a living miracle, for in the last 13 years of her life, she ate and drank absolutely nothing, existing on the Holy Eucharist alone. Even Sister Lucia of Fatima wrote to Father Pasquale, who was the spiritual director of Alexandrina, saying, "May the Lord grant that Alexandrina's cause of beatification advance as quickly as possible. For the glory of God, it is necessary that such a materialistic world sees that there are still souls capable of being raised into the realms of the supernatural." A plea to sinful humanity, which Alexandrina originally dictated in 1948, was engraved on her tomb at her request. "Sinners, if the ashes of my body can be useful to save you, approach. If necessary, pass on the ashes. Trample on them until they disappear, but never sin again. Never offend Jesus again. Sinners, there is so much that I would like to tell you. This vast cemetery could not contain all that I would like to write. Be converted. Do not offend our dear Lord anymore. Do not lose Jesus for all eternity. He is so good. Enough of sin. Love him. Love him." Alexandrina Maria was born in Balazar, Portugal, on March 30, 1904. When Alexandrina was 12 years of age, she was placed on a farm by her mother to work and help with the family income. Now, the sad thing was that Alexandrina's employer wasn't very nice to her. He would often make her carry out harsh work, humiliate her, and often be cruel to her. When Alexandrina had told her mom about these problems, her mother then withdrew Alexandrina from the arrangement. But unfortunately for Alexandrina, this was not the last that she was to hear of her ex-employer. On Holy Saturday of 1918, at age 14, while Alexandrina, her sister Deolinda, and a friend named Rosalina were busily sewing, three men under the influence of alcohol violently entered their home and attempted to rape them, one of those men being Alexandrina's former employer. To preserve her purity, Alexandrina took the nearest way out by jumping from a window and falling 13 feet to the ground, having badly injured herself. Hearing the screams of the other two girls, Alexandrina seized wood and dragged herself back into the house, screaming and praying, trying to defend her sister and friend. Amazingly, her counterattack was successful and the men fled. The similarities between Alexandrina's heroic defense of her purity and the life of Saint Maria Goretti are obvious. But whereas Saint Maria Goretti died defending her virtue, Alexandrina lived, but was to pay a heavy price for the rest of her life. The consequences were terrible, if not immediate. In fact, several years later, she became bedridden from a progressively increasing paralysis for the remaining 30 years of her life. Alexandrina continued to ask the Blessed Mother for the grace of a miraculous healing, promising to become a missionary if she were healed. Little by little, however, God helped her to see that suffering was her vocation and that she had a special call to be the Lord's victim. The more Alexandrina understood that this was her mission, the more willingly she embraced it. She said, "Our Lady has given me an even greater grace. First, abandonment. Then, complete conformity to God's will. And finally, the thirst for suffering." The desire to suffer continued to grow in her. The more her vocation became clear, she understood that she was called to open the eyes of others to the effects of sin, inviting them to conversion, and to offer a living witness of Christ's passion, contributing to the redemption of humanity. On the 6th of September 1934, when she was 30 years old, Jesus gave Alexandrina a message during an ecstasy, which she didn't immediately understand, but which was the first sign that he was calling her to suffer his passion in a mystical way. Jesus said to her,
"Give me your hands, because I want to nail them with mine. Give me your feet, because I want to nail them to my feet. Give me your head, because I want to crown it with thorns as they did to me. Give me your heart, because I want to pierce it with a lance as they pierced mine. Consecrate your body to me. Offer yourself wholly to me. Help me in the redemption of mankind."
She consented to this request, and so it was that from the 3rd of October 1938 until the 24th of March 1942, Alexandrina lived the three-hour Passion of Jesus every Friday, having received the mystical grace to live in body and soul Christ's suffering in his final hours. During these 3 hours, her paralysis was overcome, and she would relive the stations of the cross. Her movements and gestures were accompanied by excruciating physical and spiritual pain. Yet, she did not despair, but decided to entrust herself to Jesus with these words, "As you are a prisoner in the tabernacle, and I am a prisoner on my bed for doing your will, so we can keep ourselves company." As a result, she began to live through ever more powerful mystical experiences for up to 182 times. Just like Saint Gemma Galgani, Padre Pio, Saint John Vianney, and other countless saints, Alexandrina was often abused and tempted by the devil because Satan obviously realized the future value that Alexandrina's writings would have for souls, and he seemed particularly anxious for her to stop writing and issued her with all sorts of threats if she continued. On one occasion, he said to her,
"Excommunication. 1,000 excommunications if you continue to write to your spiritual director. Already you are burning in hell. Be converted, unhappy one. Be converted, miserable wretch." It is the affection I have for you that makes me speak in this way. I come now from your Christ who told me to take you because he can no longer save you. He was distressed by your writings.
As well as alerting us to the future value of Alexandrina's writings, Satan also indirectly revealed the effective role of sacramentals in helping to protect against evil. He deplored Alexandrina's use of sacramentals such as the crucifix, the rosary, the brown scapular, medals, and holy water, and frequently ordered her to stop using these things, which shows us that when used with the correct dispositions, they are valuable aids in the struggle to overcome evil. Although Alexandrina pleaded with Jesus to end these diabolic assaults, he explained that they were necessary in order to help save more souls. Jesus said to her,
"My daughter, suffering is the key to heaven. I have endured so much to open heaven to all mankind, but for many, it was in vain. They say, 'I want to enjoy life. I have come into the world only for enjoyment.' They say, 'Hell does not exist. I have died for them.' And they say they did not ask me to do so. They have formed heresies against me. In order to save them, I select certain souls and lay the cross on their shoulders. Happy the soul who understands the value of suffering. My cross is sweet if carried for love of me. I chose you from your mother's womb. I watch over you in your great difficulties. It was I who chose them for you, that I might have a victim to offer me much reparation. Lean on my sacred heart and find therein strength to suffer everything."
Beginning in 1942 until her death, Alexandrina was fed only by the Eucharist. For over 13 years, she nourished herself with just the Eucharist. During a period of convalescence at the Foce del Douro hospital near Oporto, for 40 days and 40 nights, she was under supervision by several doctors in her absolute fast and her condition of anuria, which is the absence of urine. After 10 long years of paralysis, which she had offered as Eucharistic reparation for the conversion of sinners, on July 30, 1935, Jesus appeared to her, saying,
"I have put you in the world so that you may draw life only from me, to bear witness to the world how precious the Eucharist is. The strongest chain that keeps souls in bondage with Satan is the flesh and the sins of impurity. Never has there been such a spread of vices, wickedness, and crimes as there is today. Never has there been so much sin. The Eucharist, my body and blood, behold. The Eucharist is the salvation of the world."
The Blessed Mother also appeared to her every Friday, and on September 12, 1949, with the rosary in her hand, she said to her, "The world is in agony and is dying in sin. My desire is for prayer. My desire is for penance. I have protected with this my rosary all those whom I love and the whole world." Father Umberto Pasquale, who stayed close to Alexandrina throughout these years and was also Alexandrina's new spiritual director, ordered Alexandrina's sister to keep a diary of her words and her mystical experiences. Alexandrina's physical condition greatly worsened at this time, and again she received the last sacraments. As in the case of the man who killed St. Maria Goretti, Alexandrina's assailant also repented of his sin and joined the crowd of people waiting to visit her. Upon seeing her, he cried and said,
"She is a saint, and to think she is crucified on that bed of pain through my fault."
On October 13th, 1955, the anniversary of the last apparition of the Blessed Mother at Fatima, Alexandrina was heard exclaiming, "I am happy, for I am on my way to heaven." She died at 7:30 in the evening on that very day. Blessed Alexandrina da Costa, pray for us.